Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 21. Now, in this tip, I want to introduce you to my podcast positioning quadrant, which is a model I developed after observing what was happening with my podcasts, other podcast hosts, as well as hosts from mainstream media. Now, because you're listening to this Listener Into Lead tip and series, I'm assuming you are a business owner who wants to leverage your podcast to build your reach, to build your reputation as a trusted authority, as well as your revenue by being able to nurture listeners into leads. And there are a few things that need to be in place if you want to position yourself as a trusted authority on your podcast, and that is your audience and your level of authority. You see, to be seen as a trusted authority, you want to have a high level of authority, as well as also having a highly engaged and highly niched audience, even if that is a smaller audience. And you've heard me say before, I would much rather have a smaller, highly engaged, highly niched audience than an audience of millions that are just not doing anything. Would much rather have a smaller, highly niched, highly engaged audience. Now, I share more on my Profitable and Purposeful Podcasting Masterclass, which you can get access to if you haven't already by going to podcastingwithpurpose.com Listener Into Lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. However, for this tip, I'm going to share what the four quadrants are. Quadrant one is entertainer, where you would have low audience and low authority. If you're seen as an entertainer, you're going to find it really difficult to generate leads and business from your podcast as a coach, as a business owner. Now, quadrant two is celebrity, where you have high audience but still low authority. So while you may have more of a following, it's still going to be difficult for you to be seen as a trusted authority and to monetize your message. Now, quadrant three is expert. So this is high authority for the particular topic that you're covering on the episode. However, you have low audience. So you might have someone come and listen to your episode, but because there are some key strategies missing in your podcast strategy and you're unable to create that irresistible listener experience, they won't come back. They won't come back and listen to another episode. You've lost their attention and they haven't become subscribers to your podcast. Now, in quadrant four, which is trusted authority, this is high on audience, high on authority. And you've probably heard me say before that people come for the topic, but they return for the host, you. When you have the right strategy in place, the right elements that create a unique, uncopyable, and irresistible listener experience, become that trusted authority on your podcast so you can begin to build a highly niched, highly engaged audience of your ideal clients, and that you become the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client is ready to move forward. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my Profitable and Purposeful Podcasting Masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.